Children, hi, it's me. I'm just calling to let you know that soon I am going to be putting out a memo letting other departments know that we could really use some input on figuring out which SCPs are really needed to be converted into an audio format. Obviously, I said that we were starting this department, but we haven't really disseminated that to other sites so far. So I thought I would just get that out there and, you know, keep up the good work. You have been doing great. I've heard so many good things from the folks who have, you know, used your recordings, and I just wanted to let you know I really appreciate you. We all do. Also, I do want to apologize for my unprofessionalism in one of my previous voicemails. So please feel free to disregard that. Anyway, I have to get going now. If you need me, you can, as usual, get a hold of me by phone. You can reach me by email. And I will be available all day today and tomorrow, so you can even come by my office if you like. All right, bye now.
This is archivist ICS Bertrand, researcher at the SCP Foundation. The following is a audio recording of SCP number 3006 for archival purposes and accessibility compliance. File begins. Item number SCP-3006. Object class Euclid. Special containment procedures. Online video distribution sites impacted by SCP-3006 are to be monitored by Foundation web crawlers. Manifestations of videos containing SCP-3006 are to be removed upon posting and or detection. Foundation personnel embedded in the Alphabet Corporation are to be ensured that no members of the public are able to view SCP-3006. It is estimated that, without proper implementation of the containment procedures, most videos in the global public internet would be affected within 128 hours. The Foundation has not found any ways to prevent additional SCP-3006 videos from being posted. No other SCP objects are to be referred to in the documentation. Description: SCP-3006 is a video titled "We Are Number One, Except Every Time You Play It, There Are Twice As Many Robbie Rottens, But The Room Is The Same Size," open bracket, and SFW, close bracket, which was posted to the YouTube video hosting service on October 12, 2016. It features a musical clip from the show Lazy Town that causes humanoids identical to the character portrayed by the deceased Icelandic actor Stefan Karl Stefansson to appear on repeated playbacks. I apologize if I butchered your name, Stefan. Videos impacted by SCP-3006 are capable of spreading their effects, primarily by being posted in threads where multiple non-affected videos are present. Within 1 to 5 minutes of being linked to, all other videos linked in the same thread will begin manifesting SCP-3006's effects. Humans or living humanoids featured in the videos will double with each playback, including individuals who are off-screen, such as cameramen and sound personnel. The effect is exponential in that, upon each playback, the number of subjects in each video doubles. For example, a video containing 2 subjects will instead of 4 upon second playback. The third would have 8, and the fifth 32. None of these entities appear to have knowledge of SCP-3006's effect, and find it highly distressing. Although affecting linked videos, SCP-3006's effect is unique to each viewer. That is, SCP-3006's effect is dependent on how many times the individual person has watched the video. If more than one subject is viewing it, this effect will occur based on who physically initiated the playback. If the subject views a series of related videos, the effect will carry over in these subsequent viewings. SCP-3006 primarily affects videos taking place in enclosed environments, although this is not universal and cannot be confirmed as a deliberate effect. Once affected by SCP-3006, it is not possible for recorded subjects to exit the area in which the video is taking place. At a certain point, these subjects will suffer traumatic injuries leading to death due to the exponential humanoids instantaneously appearing at the beginning of video playback. This does not prevent SCP-3006's effect from persisting. Oh boy. Eventually, playback reaches a point where the camera and sound equipment are destroyed due to intense viscera pressure on the enclosed space. This can also occur in outdoor videos, although taking more playbacks to reach that point. At this time, the appearance of the video is variable, with non-anomalous graphics spliced in with corrupted digital images. SCP-3006 was initially discovered after social media reports of unusual videos came to Foundation attention. 11,346 initial viewers of SCP-3006 were tracked down and given Class C amnestics. After interrogation, several subjects featured in the initial video were determined to be non-anomalous and were given Class B amnestics. As of 1-18-2017, SCP-3006 is classified as Euclid. Addendum: examples of affected videos. We have title, video description, and SCP-3006's effect. From Colin Furze. Title: So what if loads of fireworks exploded in my van? Video description: A full-sized van is filled with fireworks, which are then lit to destroy the vehicle. Notes: During the second playback, it was initially unclear where additional humanoid entities were. However, analysis showed that human hands were visible against the windows of the vehicle as the fireworks were going off. None of the other subjects featured in the video appear to notice, and playback continues as normal. That's kind of fucked. Mystery Science Theater 3000. Title: Mystery Science Theater Manos, Hands of Fate, Free, / Manos, The Hands of Fate. Video description: An illegal upload of the January 30th, 1993 episode of the television show Mystery Science Theater 3000, which features low-budget films and humorous commentary. Film attached to the episode is the 1966 film Manos, The Hands of Fate. SCP-3006 effect. After 12 playbacks, there were several hundred copies of the host being impaled by the metallic puppet components. In addition, the film being riffed on had the actors appearing exponentially, with leg braces worn by one character causing fatal puncture wounds in the other actors. Game Grumps. Oh, there's more than one. Oh, there's so many. Oh no. Title: Dudes with Attitude in the Not-Too-Distant Future, Part 1. Video description: Two adult males play a video game with footage from the game and only sound produced in the recording space being audible. SCP-3006 effect. Neither of the hosts appear to be aware of SCP-3006's effect. Episode proceeds normally. Title: Dudes with Attitude. That's No Moon, Part 2. Number of entities present: 4. Notes: Subjects display confusion and multiple iterations of their voices argue for the entirety of the episode. Several attempts to exit the recording area can be heard, all of which are unsuccessful. I mean, two of them was bad enough. Cannot imagine four. Can't imagine even more as we go through this. Title: Dudes with Attitude, Scotty Doesn't Know, Part 3. Number of entities present: 6. Notes: Subjects become aware of the anomalous effect. The sounds of violence can be heard, with at least one of the entities appearing to be terminated. This does not appear to have affected the number of entities present in subsequent videos. Title: Dudes with Attitude. Wait, is this real? Part 4. Number of entities present: 24. Notes: Mass confusion can be heard. The game is completely ignored from this point on, with graphics not advancing past any title screen. In the background, subjects appear to have organized and only speak when holding a magic stick. During the course of a debate, it is decided to store soiled clothing in a basket and ration food and water while they attempt to exit the recording area. Several outbreaks of violence are suppressed by the other entities. Slightly before the end of the video, the sound of a sofa being used as a battering ram can be heard. Title: Dune Buggy, Hot Sand Massage, Part 11. Number of entities present: 576. Notes: continuous, incomprehensible screaming. Title: Please, Oh Please, Why Does This Always Happen to Me, Part 77. Number of entities present: around 500,000. Notes: sound of gentle sloshing with scrambled reddish digitized video graphics. This is what entity cramming in Minecraft would be if it had realism. Addendum: transcript of interview 3006-J. Video is redacted. Interviewed: redacted. Interviewer: Dr. Krang. Forward: on 2/14/2017, another video producer, redacted, discovered several of their videos affected by SCP-3006. This transcription is for an iteration of the interview. The original has been lost or may never have existed. Begin log. Dr. Krang: Can you state your name for the record and spell it? Redacted: Sure. Kind of like a newspaper interview, I guess. I'm... redacted. Spelling is redacted. But you already knew that, right? Dr. Krang: When did you first become aware of the videos? Redacted: Someone linked it to me on Twitter, I think. It's weird seeing people you know get fucked up like that. You feel bad, but they're just little computer people, right? So not really a big deal. That's what I thought, at least. Dr. Krang: How long did it take for you to discover the videos you were featured in? Redacted: Yeah, well, you know how YouTube works. It was one of the suggested videos. God. Dude, it's not something I want to describe. So I tried reporting it, and now I'm here with you guys. Dr. Krang: How many times did you watch the video? Redacted: I don't know. At a certain point, you lose track. Because it's funny, right? It's weird seeing a ton of yourself. I didn't know what else to do there, to be perfectly honest. Dr. Krang: What do you mean? Redacted: Well, it's just, I don't know why I went. Felt like, you ever do something, and then when you're done, you don't even know why you did it? That's what it felt like. Almost like it was a dream or something. Dr. Krang: What were you expecting to happen? Redacted: From what they told me, well, they said it'd be like they were in there with each other forever. But it's not a them, it's me. There were thousands of me, and they're dead now. Crushed, like viscera puree. One of the eyes floated by and I saw myself in it, dude. That's fucked. At this point, both the interviewer and interviewee become aware of several humanoids identical to themselves present in the room, standing around the edges. Redacted: Jesus! Several iterations of Dr. Krang immediately attempt to exit the room, but are unsuccessful. All instances resembling Dr. Krang begin fighting one another, while the copies of Redacted congregate in the opposite side of the room around the original interviewee, covering their faces with their hands. Redacted: Get away! Stop! Help! Copies of Redacted begin violently ripping flesh and skin off of one another, while copies of Dr. Krang do the same. This violence continues until there are only one iteration of each left. It is unknown whether or not these are the originals. Video playback ends with both attempting unsuccessfully to exit the interview area. End log. Closing statement. Subject was issued Class C amnestics at the interview. The SCP-3006 anomaly continues to persist. Several other instances of SCP-3006 have been subsequently documented in Foundation video archives. Classification upgrade to Keter is under consideration. Boy, am I glad this doesn't work on audio. I would be fucked. All right, well, This has been Archivist Bertrand at the SCP Foundation with the Archival Department. Whoever requested this, I hope you're happy. End file. Thank you for listening to SCP Research Archives. SCP number 3006 was written by Anonymous. All SCP content is shared under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 3.0 license. Our theme song is Night of Chaos by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license, and was remixed and edited for this podcast. We Are Number One Remix was made by The Living Tombstone, and was remixed and edited for this podcast. This episode specifically only, and will be linked down below in the description. Sound effects are from freesound.org. Bertrand is played by me, and the Archives Director is played by Redacted. And it feels weird to record this kind of episode and not acknowledge the fact that Stefan Carl Stefansson did pass away in 2018 from pancreatic cancer. It's been 4 years since he passed away, and I just want everybody to make sure that they take the time to consider the people who influence their lives and bring joy to them, and spend time with them. You know? I tried to find any links to see if there was anything to do to support his family, and I couldn't find anything. At least at the moment. And I don't want to invade upon their privacy. So, to the anonymous person who requested this SCP, thank you very much. I appreciate you very much for this request. If you would like to request an SCP to be read out on this podcast, please go to our Tumblr and submit it to the Ask Box. That's all I got.